Asian News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about Trump a little bit earlier and how he's continually attacking Governor DeSantis, and I said it just occurred to me today, some of his attacks sound very Democrat-like. It's a lot of the same kind of attacks that we've been hearing from Democrats over the recent years against Governor DeSantis, and I was saying he needs to, he might want to tiptoe, because the last year that he was president, he acted more like a Democrat leader than a Republican leader, and how much he tried to control people's lives and encourage governors to lock down their states, and on and on and on. And then, you know, it's so, I'm like, that was the last memory people have of you, and so I don't think you want to campaign picking up where you left off. Here's a text. Trump had 4 years to earn a second term, and he messed it up. Time to move on. Go Ron. That's if Ron runs. I don't know if Ron DeSantis is going to run still. I mean, we got Tim Scott apparently going to jump in the race and some other ones. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be giving away a couple of books to the Sun Belt Conference. This means a ticket for every game. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets for every game, essentially. So tune in a little bit later for a chance to win those. Top three stories here for you. 145,000 cans of Enfamil infant formula have been recalled due to a bacteria risk. Oh, man, we just got over the infant formula, the shortage of infant formula. In fact, some places are still teetering, and now we have 145,000 cans that are being recalled. I just mentioned President Trump. Well, now President Trump says, because one of the big things in the news, Nikki Haley, who is running for president now, says that everybody over the age of 75 who's running for political office in Congress or in D.C. should have some sort of mental competency test. And now here's Trump says everyone running for president should have mental competency tests, not just those over the age of 75. And the Supreme Court is hearing a case that could change the internet as we know it. So that's where I want to pick up right here. Here's things. I got this from thehill.com. 5 things to know about the Supreme Court case that could change the internet. Number one, the outcome could impact how platforms recommend content. One of the main cases here is that no provider or user of interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher or speaker of any information. In other words, rather than focusing on the hosting of content, the case is considering if Google is responsible for its algorithmic recommendations that drives content to its users. In other words, how they got all these algorithms to go, if you're Googling something based on these algorithms, based on your past search history and all this other stuff, this is what we're going to show you. And because we have this previous data for you. And so it could change the way you see search results or even search engine results, social media results, based on what they say here. The tech industry says narrowing Section 230 could disproportionately impact small and medium-sized businesses. So this is, they're saying tech companies relatively smaller than Google, such as Yelp and Reddit, filed briefs. Arguing that cuts to the provision would especially harm smaller firms. So it's not even the bigger firms complaining about this one. It's actually smaller firms going, you change this one section, this could harm us. We're not the big giants of Google or Alphabet. Number three way that this could affect the internet. This is the first time most justices will weigh in on Section 230. So the only one that really has given their full opinions on it was Justice Clarence Thomas. In previous discussions about the internet, they've not listened to this aspect of it. Then we continue here because this once again deals with publishers against being held strictly liable for third-party content. That's essentially what it's about. More cases are going to be following, though. This is not it. So they're hearing 2 cases right now already. But depending on how they rule on these 2 cases, the future cases that are in the pipeline that are working their way up to the Supreme Court right now could either get dropped or they'll have at least some sort of precedent in order to handle the future cases. The Biden administration and Congress are keeping a close watch. Democrats say companies need to do more aggressive job at removing hate speech and dangerous misinformation. Republicans, though, accuse companies of removing too much content and censoring conservatives. And so based on how some of these protections and stuff will go on, will be ruled on from the Supreme Court, could motivate Congress, whether it be Republicans or Democrats, to come up with bills in order to try to guide things a little bit better. So those are just some of the ways that they're doing it. When it comes down to it, it's about liability. Who's liable? Can you sue Facebook if somebody sends you some article, forwards you an article, you read the article, and you maybe make a poor decision that negatively impacts you or harms you in some way or shape or form? There's been arguments that Facebook should have corrected that before my friend sent that to me. My friend didn't know it was wrong. Facebook should have known it was wrong, or Google should have known it was wrong, or something like that. I'm sorry. This is where I'm like, I don't need the government to protect me. All right. If I make a bad choice, I make a bad decision, whether it be an investment or whatever it might be, I should be held liable for myself, because this is one of the things that's happened over time. Government has stepped in many times to say, we need to protect people from being scammed. We need to protect people from Ponzi schemes. We need to protect people from this and this and this. So some of the things they've done, for example, are there are certain things that you cannot invest in unless you're an accredited investor. An accredited investor, somebody's got to have $1 million net worth and a bunch of other stuff, right? But you cannot invest in that if you're not an accredited investor. Well, why not? What if it's a great deal and my buddy is the one who's doing this investment? Why can't I just invest in it if I'm not an accredited investor? Well, according to the government, it's there to protect you because that's a high-risk investment, and so you might lose all your money. I was like, okay, but why is it okay to lose all my money if I'm a millionaire, and it's not okay to lose all my money if I'm not a millionaire? Well, it's because we're protecting you. Millionaires have shown that they know how to make money. You haven't. So we're going to protect you. It's like, I don't need your protection. Well, this is a really high risky investment, and you may not know how to do the research to make sure it's a legit investment. I was like, oh, really? How's that going for the people who trusted Bernie Madoff? Like, come on. It's just, and what's happened now over time, though, we as a people now just start to trust things more and don't do our due diligence. So we don't do our due diligence on anything. We just go, well, it's legal, so I'll go ahead and do this. Or that article was sent to me from the interwebs on Google or social media or an email or something like this, and nobody does their due diligence. I mean, have you ever gotten these things where people send you something and you're like, that's a fake article. That was debunked 4 years ago. Why are you sending that to me now? It drives me nuts. I'm like, I know I'm not the only one who's fact-checking these things and double-checking. Like, if something sounds outrageous, I immediately start Googling or Binging or whatever the heck you want to call it to try to find other sources that can corroborate it. And because one source saying this is what happened is not enough. And then even if I find another source, by the way, they go, oh, look, here's another article that says the same thing. I actually pulled both articles up because even though they have a different headline, sometimes I'll read the article. I'm like, this is word for word the same article. They got it from the same source. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Still seeing slow-moving traffic on Lillian Highway. This is going to be right near the 98 intersection where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. There's paving getting done with only one lane open. It is showing some slow-moving traffic. Other than that, we're just seeing typical afternoon delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. Expect some slow-moving traffic as well as delays on Pine Forest northbound in between 9 Mile and I-10. And on 98, won't see anything in front of the Nature Preserve to slow you down heading eastbound. You will still see some patchy traffic getting into Tiger Point. But other than that, we are checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. There's another thing I want to let you know about here real quick before we get a break. And that is something called the WOTUS, the Waters of the United States. This is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. There was 25 states now that filed a lawsuit, 25 states that have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration on their Waters of the United States rule. This Waters of the United States rule is about what are the waters of the United States and what is private waters. So this, so the Obama administration in 2015 sought to clarify what waters on private properties the EPA and the Corps of Engineers could regulate. The Trump administration came in and said they changed it to the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. It significantly narrowed what could be considered private properties EPA and Corps of Engineers could regulate. Biden has come in and has expanded the rule even bigger than what the Obama administration did. It now includes ponds, streams, ditches, and other bodies of water under the Clean Water Act. So 25 states, including Alabama and Florida, have sued over this, saying that this is stepping way outside of the bounds of the federal government. This is going to be something that might go all the way to Supreme Court as well. We'll have to watch it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around for that. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here after our sport, right before our sports hit, we're going to be giving away a pair of books, not tickets, a pair of books to go see the Sunbelt Conference games next week. What does that mean? What's the difference between a book and tickets? Well, you're getting a ticket for every game. So we're going to give away a pair of those before the beginning, before we hit our sports hit. And coming up here in about 6 minutes, we've got your daily dad joke and then something that sounds like a joke, but nope, it's a bill that's being introduced. So we'll cover that as well. Now, let me share this with you here. We've got the Habitat Food Truck Festival. It's coming up this Friday and Saturday at Community Maritime Park. Doors open at 10 a.m. Follow Pensacola Habitat for Humanity on Facebook for more information. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water of East Palestine is safe to drink. He said that because the water's been tested and will continue to be tested, and he's been going door to door today to drink the water himself in front of residents. This comes after a freight train with more than 50 cars derailed in the town earlier this month, spilling toxic chemicals and sparking a massive fire. The Biden administration is out with a new immigration policy that seeks to limit asylum. The protection would not be available to those who didn't apply before entering Mexico. In order to seek asylum, migrants must schedule a time to arrive at a port of entry. A fifth grader at the same Virginia elementary school where a six-year-old shot his teacher, no longer attending class. School officials removed the student for allegedly threatening to pop some bullets in a text conversation. And Brittany Griner making her return to the WNBA. Phoenix Mercury announced Griner re-signed with the team today for a one-year deal. Of course, this comes after she was detained on drug charges in Russia in February of 2022 and was sentenced to 9 years in prison before a prisoner exchange with the U.S. government. Bobby?
Oh, very interesting. So, you assumed she was going to be playing again, but remember she was going to be going through like mental
therapy,
mental therapy. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's, I think that's kind of interesting that she was going to go through all that stuff. I guess she got through it pretty quick. like quick enough to feel comfortable to get back into the game. So, good for her.
Yeah. I mean, what is, I don't know. I'm looking it up as we speak here. Cause like, I think the WNBA season is
that's right. It just ended, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
so
to end.
Yeah. So she's still got some time, obviously. I know, she was at the Super Bowl with her wife. I know Fox cameras caught her one or two times on that. So, yeah, I would imagine that's probably ongoing. But, yeah, she'll still have several months before the start of the next season.
Yep. Okay, I got it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. You will see some slow-moving traffic on 29. This is going to be in the northbound direction heading towards West Detroit Boulevard, as well as typical afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Other than that, we are checking in clear. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Oh, again, we do have some slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be in both directions heading towards Gondolier Boulevard 98 on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke, and then a bill that's been introduced that sounds like a joke. That's coming up next. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Coming up in 2 minutes, we got your Fox News update. Then we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to so you're going to basically win a pair of tickets to each basketball game for the Sun Belt Conference Tournament coming up next week. But right now, Daily Dad Joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
You think gas prices are expensive? Have you seen chimneys? They're through the roof. you know, my kids are always like, I'm hungry. I'm like, hey, hungry, I'm dad. And they drive them crazy. It's a very easy dad joke that I do literally every day. Here's one that somebody sent me. Hey, wife says, hi, I'm pregnant. Dad says, hi, pregnant, I'm dad. The wife says, no, you're not. Oh, ouch. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. This one sounds like a joke, but it's real. Senate Minority Leader Lauren Boock filed a new bill today in the state of Florida that would, it's called the Animal Welfare Act. It would ban pet owners from allowing their dog to sit on their lap while they're driving. Okay, I can see that's about being safe. But also, it would ban the dog from being able to put its head out the window. Wait, what? Yeah. It would be a non-criminal traffic infraction punishable just like a moving violation. So if you let your dog stick the head out the window, which they absolutely love, then that's going to be a problemo. Also, it would ban declawing of cats, which I think there are some states that have already done that. It would also, this is an interesting one, it would also ban rabbit sales during the month of March and April as we get ready for Easter. So, okay, that's interesting. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I don't know. Seems like a lot of control. A lot of control you're trying to tell people. The decline of the cats, I understand that. I understand why people declaw them, but I understand the travesty when you do declaw them and then they get away. Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. VITA, as it's called, is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. You can call 211 to schedule your time today, and they'll meet you at one of four locations. Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus for Pensacola State College, and the Goodwill over on Olive Road. So call 211 to schedule your time today for the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Just a reminder as well that the Habitat Food Truck Festival is coming up Friday and Saturday at Community Maritime Park. Doors open at 10 a.m. for that as well. Now, if you would like a pair of tickets to go see the Sunbelt Conference Championship tournament, it's coming. It's going to be Tuesday through Monday, March 6th. It's going to be at the Pensacola Bay Center, of course, and you can buy tickets now. But right now, we actually have two books for you. A book means you get a pair of you basically get a ticket for each game. So you can choose to go to any of the games. You can go to all the games or however you want to do it. We have two books to give away right now. Just text in the word. Just make it simple. Let's do basketball. So text in basketball to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. You text that in, you're going to win a pair of books. Not tickets, books. That's a ticket for each. That's a pair of tickets for each game of the entire tournament. So pretty exciting right there. So text that in. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and hit top three stories. The Supreme Court is hearing cases that could change the internet. We kind of broke that down a little bit at the beginning of this hour. 145,000 cans of Enfamil infant formula have been recalled over bacterial risk. This would be the Enfamil Prosobi formula. And President Trump says that everybody running for president should have to have a mental competency test, not just those over the age of 75, as Nikki Haley suggested. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NCAA men's basketball is underway right now on FS1. Number 16 Xavier takes an early lead against Villanova. They're leading by 4 points, and that game is on FS1. Coming up here at 6 o'clock on ESPN, number 11, Tennessee is playing number 25 Texas A&M. At 6 o'clock on ESPN2, number 9 Baylor is playing number 14 Kansas State. At 7:30, number 10 Marquette plays number 19 Creighton on FS1. At 8 o'clock on ESPN, number 17 Indiana University plays Michigan State. Texas Tech plays Oklahoma on ESPN2 around that same time. Then in NCAA women's basketball, there's nothing really televised tonight. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+, including the Tampa Bay Lightning playing Anaheim at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Then we do have some baseball underway. It's all pretty much on the SEC network, but ESPN+ has number 7 Florida playing South Florida, and right now South Florida leads number 7 Florida 1-0. Earlier today, number 1 LSU beat Southern Georgia 18-4. Wow. And then in sports news, let me break that away. The Carolina Panthers' new head coach, Frank Reich, is going to be handling the play-calling duties at least to start the season. But at some point, he's going to hand those duties off to somebody else. His assistant coach, Jim Caldwell, says that he's done seeking out NFL head coaching jobs. He's been a head coach twice. And people were talking about him trying to be in the running for some other jobs, and he says he's done looking for head coaching jobs. Jacques Vaughn, the head coach for the Nets, just signed a multi-year extension as their head coach, and just within the past 30 minutes, the Atlanta Hawks have fired their head coach, Nate McMillan. So I think their assistant coach is taking over as the interim coach for now. Chicago Bulls are shutting down Lonzo Ball for the remainder of the NBA season. Even though we just hit the halfway point, he's still just too injured, and he's not played now in over a year. Police say that freshman Alabama star Brandon Miller is being investigated because he delivered a firearm that was used in a murder in January. Oh, boy. And authorities are investigating the death of a UNLV football player. He's 20 years old. He was found unresponsive in his bed. They have toxicology reports, but they're not going to get results from that for possibly weeks. And finally, Major League Soccer has added a best-of-three series to an expanded playoffs. So I believe MLS Soccer is going to be actually doing some games on Apple TV. now. There's something I saw something about that. So I was like, really? I didn't realize they were going to be doing that. I mean, I know there's Major League Baseball, but Major League Soccer now is starting to have games on Apple TV Plus. So interesting. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway going westbound right near Kelton Boulevard. Expect some slow-moving traffic in both directions at this intersection. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays, as well as I-10 and I-110. We still have typical afternoon delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. Expect some slowdowns. And we do have an accident on North 9th Avenue at Fairfield Drive. Expect some slight delays getting closer to this intersection. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I got a text here. It says, what's worse, not having a baby food or having baby food, but there's a chance it could poison your baby? I would go with it's worse to have the chance to poison your baby. But that's, I mean, everybody's circumstance situation is different. And if there's a shortage of baby food, and this, what's tough on this one, this is infant formula. So at some, you know, it makes it a lot harder. You can't just like mush up, you know, you can't go get baby food, right? This is a formula, though. So it's when they're still little. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I had actually somebody tell me, because last week I was talking about, somebody was talking about, you know, we were talking about all the train derailments and how it just seems like there's just been this huge uptick in train derailments and also like chemicals being released into the air. And I was talking to somebody off air and they were telling me, they're like, I don't know why this is a big deal. Train derailments happen literally every day. And I told them, I said, no, they don't. That's ridiculous. Well, I'm ridiculous. I decided to research it a little bit later. And oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Not only do they happen every day, they happen way more frequently than I realized. In 2022 alone, let me find the exact number. Where'd it go? The Bureau of Transportation Statistics records 54,539 train derailments between the years 1990 to 2021. That is an average of 1,704 train derailments per year since 1990. 1,704 derailments per year. Are you kidding me? I was like, he's like, I don't know what the big deal about everybody's making about these train derailments. We have train derailments every day. And I'm like, no, we don't. Yes, we do. We average over four, almost five train derailments per day in the state. What? Like, this like set me on my rumpus. I was like, are you kidding me? We have five train derailments a day. How come I didn't hear about this before? And I guess the reason why I don't hear about it is because the vast majority of them, there's not any kind of, like, it's a very minor derailment. Like, the cars will just maybe come off the track just a little bit, but, you know, they're not even going to fall over. And there definitely won't be chemical spill or oil spill or even, you know, injury. So because the vast majority by far are just these minor little derailments and not a big issue, they don't make the news ever. And the fatality, I think we average four deaths per year over from train derailments since 1990, four deaths per year. So that was eye-opening for me. I don't know about you, but for me, I'd like, when somebody said, we have train derailments every day, I'm like, no, we'd hear about it. Guess we wouldn't. I mean, if there's five a day, at some point you just go like, whatever. Okay, we got to stop covering this. It's too many. 1,700 drones trained around this a year. Oh, now, I will say this, though. It does appear that recently the train derailments are causing issues. There's chemical spills and things like that. That may have been an uptake, but I'm sure these things go in cycles, just like anything. If you have 1,700 train derailments per year, you're going to have incidences where chemicals are getting spilled and things like that, and I'm sure that goes through cycles. So that one was bizarre. That one surprised me. And it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. One last little story I want to share with you here. Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, warned China against providing additional aid to Russia. Now, of course, now what's happened, they ended up having, like a couple days later, they ended up having a leader of China head over to Russia and go negotiate some things with them. All right, so then Antony Blinken says that that balloon surveillance thing must never again occur. And Beijing reacted by saying that was an excessive use of force. They said that was an excessive use of force to shoot it down. And my first reaction to that was, yeah, it probably was. I mean, let's face it. It's a balloon. And we used a $435,000 missile to shoot it down. It's like... That probably was a bit excessive. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's coming down either way. I don't care if we had a freaking slingshot and a guy was hanging out the cockpit to shoot it with a slingshot. It's going to come down either way. You know, we used a $435,000 missile to bring it down. It's like, okay, that might be excessive. But then I thought about this. Yeah, China. We're willing to use a $435,000 missile to shoot a puffy balloon out of the sky. Just imagine what we'll do if you keep pushing our buttons on Taiwan and Russia. I'm just saying. It should be a message. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball is coming up March 11th at 6 o'clock in the Hilton, at the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for the clients to help them reach their maximum potential of independence in their lives. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, it may seem like I'm talking about a completely different country, but I'm not. Winter weather watches and warnings stretching from the West Coast to the Midwest as a powerful storm system bears down on millions. Warnings are posted anywhere from Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, Colorado. Blizzard warnings in much of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota as well. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the U.S. for rallying international support for his country in the fight against Russia. Zelensky repeated President Biden's remarks that the capital city of Kyiv stands strong and free nearly a year into the invasion. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water of East Palestine is safe to drink. He says that's because the water has been tested, will continue to be, even going door to door to residents today and drinking their tap water. Saying it's safe to drink. And the FDA is reviewing Pfizer's vaccine that protects infants against RSV and could make a decision to clear the shot as soon as August. The single-dose vaccine is given to pregnant women late in pregnancy to trigger antibodies that are passed to the fetus. Bobby?
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns. You will see some slow-moving traffic on 98. That's Gulf Breeze Parkway close to the Gondolier Boulevard intersection in both directions. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Verdi Requiem. It's coming up on Saturday, February 25th at the Sanger Theater. The Sanger Theater. The orchestra will join forces with four celebrated soloists and more than 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. Tickets are on sale now. Find out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. So be sure to check that out. It's going to be awesome. In fact, we just gave away a pair of tickets, and I believe we've got another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow to be able to go check it out, which will be awesome. Top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, is Pentagon email server left exposed for 2 weeks, allowing internal emails to leak. This is from the Pentagon, the pinnacle of our national defense, which also should be the pinnacle and the peak and the height of our cybersecurity defense as well. And their email server was left exposed for 2 full weeks, allowing internal emails to leak. That's not good. Then, so now they're talking about a major security failure. Somebody's gonna lose a job over that one. Then let's see here. Governor Gavin Newsom predicted a massive deficit for California. The reality was even worse. And then what story we talked about just a little bit ago has made top story on FoxNews.com. A story right here in Florida. The bill that would ban dogs from sticking their heads out car windows has been filed. And so this is the one that Lauren Book had introduced. We mentioned this before. It not only would ban dogs from sticking their heads out windows, it would ban you from having your dog on your lap if you're on a public road. It would ban cats from being declawed. It would ban the sale of rabbits in the month of March and April. It has a whole bunch of other things to it as well. But obviously the part that stands out is, you can't because not having your dog in your lap, yeah, it can be unsafe driving. Look, when I was a teenager, I had a little Bichon Frise. He used to ride in my lap all the time. And it was not always the safest situation. Cats being declawed, that's a thing where a lot of people let their cats, eventually let their cats go, or the cats run away, and then they have no way to defend themselves. They have no way to kill. They're completely defenseless. They can't feed themselves or anything like that. And so that's become a concern. Plus, people say it's basically animal torture. So I can see that one. I don't quite understand the sale of rabbits around Easter, but okay. But the dog sticking the head out the window, come on. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
We will not be colonizing Venus anytime soon. The surface of Venus is quite literally like hell. Temperatures go well over 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Just that much closer to the sun jumps up that much hotter. The Hard Rock Cafe is owned by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. They bought all the restaurants, hotels, and casinos in 2006. And then Chris Farley had a cousin named Jim Farley, and he's now the CEO of the Ford Motor Company and a board member of Harley-Davidson. Kind of cool. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.